The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Whether it's an Olympic medal, the claret jug, or the Sam Maguire, sports people who dream of the ultimate glory always picture themselves clutching an iconic piece of silverware. But what if those prizes aren't the genuine article? And what if their new rewards are misplaced or even stolen? Cameron Hale from Off the Ball brings us the stories of sports trophies that have been forged, lost, or taken without permission. Where are we starting?
Well, it comes off the back of, people might have seen this story last week, Anton, about Scam Maguire or Sham Maguire, or I saw Sam McLire going around, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but I digress. So Armagh are obviously the holders of the All-Ireland Football Championship at the moment, and generally throughout the year until they have to give it back, it takes a tour around the county to all the different clubs, pubs, events, whatever you're having yourself. But Armagh GAA last week issued a statement, a very heady statement, warning of a counterfeit Sam Maguire doing the rounds around the county, being brought to the different clubs in exchange for what they called substantial amounts of money. So they
do people pay money to see the Sam Maguire?
I think so, yeah. I think it's part of a function night, or you could have an awards night and the Sam Maguire would be there and people would get their photo taken with it. So they issued a stern warning about this counterfeit Sam Maguire, adding that they've clearly established guidelines and methods for the requesting the use and appearance of the Sam Maguire and will never charge for this.
Well, whatever about counterfeits appearing, what about the real one getting stolen? How often do these things get nicked?
Well, so Jules Rimet Trophy, people might be aware that before the current World Cup, with that iconic statue that's handed out every 4 years, there was the Jules Rimet Trophy. And when England were hosting the World Cup in 1966, which they never go on about, they had it on display.
Did they win that one?
Kind of buried that. They're too humble to bring it up, Anton. But they had it on display. They did the tour of the country. Jules Rimet, really important historic trophy, had it on in Westminster Central Hall as part of this stamp exhibition. And on the 20th of March 1966, it went missing. It was stolen. The BBC reporting that the £30,000 solid gold trophy disappeared while a church service was taking place in another part of the building. So while everyone was away, and by all accounts, the security on, you know, the most important football trophy in the world was quite lax. So thieves removed the cup from the Sports with Stamps display at this Stamp-X exhibition. But stamps worth £3 million were left behind, God forbid. A ransom note for the trophy was received by the FA chairman, then Joe Mears, signed by someone called Jackson, who demanded £15,000 in lieu of bringing back the trophy. On police advice, Mears pretended to agree to the deal. They tracked down this man, Jackson. He was a former soldier called Edward Betchley in Battersea Park, with a suitcase stuffed with newspapers covered with a layer of £5 notes. But he was eventually released. So found the guy, no trophy. In Norwood, South London, meanwhile, Dave Corbett is setting off on an evening walk with his dog, a border collie named Pickles. He said, "Pickles was running all around my neighbour's car. As I was putting the lead on, I noticed this package laying there, wrapped in just newspaper, but very tightly bound with string. I tore off the bit at the bottom and there was a blank shield, and then there were the words Brazil, West Germany and Uruguay printed. I tore off the other end and it was a lady holding a very shallow dish above her head. I'd seen pictures of the World Cup in the papers and on TV, so my heart started thumping."
So was it?
It was indeed. And you can probably guess what happened next. He became the chief suspect in terms of who actually stole it. Eventually was released by Scotland Yard. Pickles became this national celebrity, international celebrity. He appeared in a few different TV shows and was awarded the National Canine Defence League Award, as well as several others. He actually died a year later, which is quite tragic.
Went out on high.
Look, he'd done all he needed to do with his life.
So presumably they learned a vital lesson from this and increased security on the cup.
You'd think so. So after 1970, Brazil had won for the third time in Mexico that year, and the trophy was just handed to them. "This is yours. We'll create a new trophy. You guys are clearly the best football ever." They put it in the offices in the foyer of the Brazilian Football Confederation. It was stolen again in 1983, put in this bulletproof glass case, big caper, and it's never been found, never recovered.
That's internationally. What about domestically? Have we ever had one closer to home get nicked?
Yeah, so this, not nicked, but this one is curious. So the Derry Senior Hurling Championship Trophy was created in 1891. It's considered to be the oldest GAA trophy in existence. It predates the Sam Maguire by 37 years, for instance, and the Lee McCarthy by 41. So in its inaugural year, it was awarded to St. Patrick's Waterside, who triumphed over Hibernians in the final. That's the only time it was ever actually handed out. So the county board collapses and hurling in Derry is overwhelmed by the surge in popularity of Gaelic football. Donal McAnallan, a historian and brother of the deceased Cormac, famously the name on the Ulster Championship, he details that hurling was really big in Derry at the time and then gets quashed by Gaelic football. So this trophy disappears along with it. It disappears until 1934. It's awarded to the senior football champions, St. Patrick's once again, and then it vanishes. And it appears to have been lost forever. Until 1984, when it was found in, of all places, the Waterside Parochial House. And then last year, it featured on an episode of BBC's Antiques Roadshow by the family who now own it. It was, I think, estimated to be worth £1,000. I think in terms of sentimental value, it's worth way more than that. But it's now on display in the Derry GAA Centre of Excellence in Owen Begg.
Having disappeared for half a century.
For half a century and thought to be lost and one of the oldest and never really awarded again. So these things, I know teams win them and they fear that in the celebrations and revelry afterwards they might lose them on the night out while they're celebrating. But I think Aston Villa have lost the FA Cup on two separate occasions. So, you know, do better, guys.
Cameron, thank you. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball there. 53106 if you'd like to get in touch. That'll cost you 30 cents. You can get us 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.